The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
They say it takes a big man to admit he's wrong, but I say it takes an even bigger man to admit he's never wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you that bigger man, Eric Metaxas.
God, thank you. And thank you for acknowledging that I'm a huge man when it comes to that. I'm a huge man. No laughing, because then people know you're here. Shh, shh, shh. I want to be surprised. Folks, I've got a big surprise for you. I am so excited. I can't keep it in. I'm sitting here in the studio with none other than Tony Dungy and his lovely wife, Lauren Dungy, to talk about some new children's books. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been here before, maybe not in the studio, but I've met you before, and I know a little bit about your story. But you're here today to promote children's books. Whose idea was this?
It was a collaborative effort. We both are excited and have a passion for kids. And actually, when Tony was coaching with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the coaches' wives, the players' wives, we went out into the community and we shared books, we read to the kids, and we tried to inspire them and encourage them to, you know, develop a love for reading, but we were challenged with finding good material. And I expressed that to Tony, our struggle, and he jokingly said, well, if you can't find any books, why don't you write them? And
yes.
I thought, sure.
Well, now, I want to give people a back. I always assume everybody knows everything, but they don't. They may know. I'm not a football guy, and I know who Tony Dungy is. That's how big Tony Dungy is. But there are people who don't know, Lauren, that you're not just Mrs. Tony Dungy. You have a whole background in working with kids. You're a early childhood education specialist. And so you may know something, it seems to me, about what's good for kids, what they need to hear about. So you really are the expert, if I can say that, on this subject,
Spencer,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, but it's true. And I remember we talked about this when we were last together. How many years have y'all been married now?
We've been married 37 years.
Holy cow. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
My parents just hit 60, so you're way behind.
Good for them.
But I'm only at 23. But you guys, you take marriage seriously. You've written about that. You take raising kids seriously. You have 10 kids. I mean, so when you're thinking about, you know, what is needed today for kids and what led you to write these books? In other words, like what is in these books that you said, this isn't out there. We need to make it. We need to do it.
Well, I think the one thing Lauren came to me, they're reading in inner city schools in Tampa. There weren't great books that showed diversity, people from all kinds of backgrounds, and there weren't great books that had a message. And we wanted to have a biblical message.
In public schools?
In public schools. And it's been well received.
All
it's been awesome.
Yeah. I love it. That is so true. A lot of books. I mean, I've written a lot of kids' books, and I'm familiar with that world. Mm-hmm. And it is interesting because you typically don't find those kinds of messages. You get a lot of political correctness in kids' mm-hmm. books and that kind of thing. So,
or something just fun with a, you know, nice
Yes.
Funny thing, but no right. real, hey, what did you learn from that? What did you take from
right.
it?
Right. Yeah. Okay, so the first book you did, which came out a few months ago, is called We Chose You, a book about adoption, family, and forever love. Now, this book, did the two of you adopt kids?
We have adopted several times.
Several times?
We have 8 children at home. They are all adopted. And
you have 8 kids at home now?
Still in the house, yes.
Who's taking care of these kids now? Lauren, what is happening?
We love kids, and we've just been given the opportunity to bring children into our home and love on them and raise them.
How many children have you adopted? I'm sorry.
We have 8 children.
That is truly extraordinary. Wow. You're in a position to talk about this and to write books about it. That is really amazing.
And there wasn't a lot of material out there, especially for kids,
right.
about adoption.
So this one then, We Chose You, is specifically about adoption?
It is about adoption. It's not specifically about our story.
Right.
But we wanted to provide information so that parents that are adopting or who have adopted children would have a resource, something to go to. And we tell the story through young Calvin's eyes. He comes home from school, and he has questions about adoption, like all children do.
Yeah.
And so his parents reassure him that he was loved, he was planned, and he is in his forever home with his forever family. And that's the message that children need to hear that are adopted, that they are special and that they were planned for and loved.
How did you all get involved in adopting yourselves? Because it's one thing to adopt 8 kids, but I think the first one would be the toughest, to say, like, we're going to do this thing. We don't have to do it. It's a decision. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to do that? And when was that you did that?
I'll let you start. Actually, I was coaching in Tampa with the Buccaneers. One of our assistant coaches was in the process of an adoption. We're supporting him, writing a letter for him, talking to the agency, and we found out that they had a huge need. The lady said, hey, we've got a backup of kids, and we need families, specifically strong Christian two-parent families. And that kind of struck a nerve, but Lauren was involved in it much before.
In my family, we have a rich legacy of adoption. My grandparents adopted children. My parents adopted. I have many cousins, aunts, and uncles who have adopted. So this is not foreign to us. We were raised around children.
Where did you grow up, Lauren?
I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That's so cool, because that's not the kind of thing you typically hear, that people have a tradition in their family,
sure.
or where it's a
sure.
normal thing. So for a lot of people, it is... it's a rare thing. Maybe they know somebody who's adopted, but this has been part of your life, basically.
It has been, correct, yes.
And so this is not too many years ago, then, that you decided this.
That happened in 2000. That was 19 years ago. Our son actually is his first day of college today.
What?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Holy
but, you know,
cow.
And just how the Lord works. Jordan ended up being a special needs child. He had some physical challenges and a lot of medical bills, and the doctors are saying, you know, gosh, we don't know if he's going to make it or not, or how long. And we just felt like this was God taking us. At that time, I'm working in the NFL. We have great doctors. We have great insurance. We've got access to all these places. And he blossomed. He flourished. And now he's first day of college.
Unbelievable. You've got to be bursting with pride. I mean, come on.
Absolutely. He is our pride and joy, as all the kids are as well. And it's just amazing. As Tony said, we didn't have the perfect baby, but we did have a baby that was chosen. God placed him in our home, and we were able to parent him and just give him what he needed. And most importantly, that was love and that security.
It's interesting when you talk about, you know, books having a biblical worldview or something.
Right.
I mean, when you say like a perfect baby, as Christians, we know that God's view of what is perfect or good is totally different than the world's view.
Yes.
I mean, you all know that. And there are countries today, if you have a child that is born with some deformity or whatever it is, they think of that kid as cursed.
Right.
The whole village
right.
thinks of that kid as cursed. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the story of humanity from mm-hmm. the beginning, that apart from the God of the Bible, that's how we think about stuff. And so what a beautiful thing to be able to bring a child that has special needs into a home where you tell them no. You are God's perfect creature. Yeah. He loves you. I mean, that's dramatic.
And that's kind of the story of the book, that as you read through We Chose You, Calvin gets that sense that, no, I wasn't abandoned. I wasn't given up. This was God's plan, and this was my family that he had picked out for me.
Is it when you start thinking about God's plan for our lives and how we end up where we do? I happen to know how you two met. Did it have to do with a certain pastor named John Garrett?
That is correct. That's the story.
Somebody reminded me of that recently, and I had totally forgotten. That's an amazing story because he's a great pastor, a great evangelist. But he introduced you, did he not?
He introduced us, and I was attending the church in Sewickley, Pennsylvania.
Sewickley, so that's right next to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It is about 14, 15 miles away north of the city. Tony came to the church to speak and give a message on Sunday, and the pastor said, "You know, I know the perfect person for you," and she attends this church. So he was the matchmaker. He brought us together, and it was...
I just find it funny, because usually when people say stuff like, you think, what a presumptuous...
Exactly.
How dare you? Like, you know the person. What do you know?
He knew.
Except he was right.
Yeah. And right. Funny thing, you talk about God's plan. One of my teammates was supposed to be the speaker, and he got sick. So I was a last-minute replacement, the chaplain.
Just in case anybody is wondering if God is sovereign, there you have it. We'll be right back. I'm talking to the Dungies, Tony and Lauren Dungy. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
I'm sitting here with Tony Dungy and Lauren Dungy. We're talking about these children's books, but we're also talking about, I mean, Tony, most people know you've got an amazing story in the world of football. Now you're obviously on NBC on Sundays, but, you know, you're in the Hall of Fame. You're with the Steelers, Buccaneers, on and on and on. And you just, as we went to the break, was, we were playing Stevie Wonder, and you said that you were at a Super Bowl and he was playing. And tell us what happened, because this is like a dream.
Somebody like Friday night.
Most people have
the Super
fantasies
Bowl.
About this.
But and I grew up in Michigan, you know, Motown and Stevie Wonder. Wow.
They're back so, when he was little Stevie
little
Wonder.
Little Stevie, yes. Yeah. Yes. So we're there, and he's playing, and they take a break. And he said, I heard Tony Dungy's out here. I'd love to meet you. And he called me up on the stage. And you talk about just incredible. Yeah.
I feel incredible. You think you've arrived when you're like inducted into the, you know, the Hall of Fame or whatever. No. But I think when Stevie Wonder calls you up on stage, that's when you know, yeah. like you're done. Yeah. You're not, the Lord's
that
done with you now.
Huge.
You realize everything else now is just
that
gravy.
Was huge, yeah.
That is, oh gosh. Okay. All right. So we're talking about these kids' books. The first one we just talked about is We Chose You, a book about adoption, family, and forever love. But the reason you're here today is because you have a new book out right now. What is this one?
This one is called Carson Chooses Forgiveness, and it's a story for kids to get across the point that we have to love each other, we have to work together and forgive each other, and we have, as we said, 8 kids in the house right now, and they always come home almost every day. Someone did this to me, either one of their siblings or somebody at school. I'm not friends with Billy anymore because he did this. And so we thought, what a way to tackle that. Let's have a young kid on a basketball team. They don't get along, and he's got to learn to be a teammate and forgive his teammate.
That's a big idea. I mean, it's such a simple idea, but it's one of the tough ones, isn't it? I mean, you've raised enough kids to know that, yeah, this is tough, especially if somebody's done something really terrible.
Well, it doesn't even, for kids, it doesn't even have to be really bad. It's just that thing for the moment, and I don't like him anymore, and I'm finished.
Right.
Instead of just saying, okay, well, he was your friend and something happened, but you guys have to patch this up and move forward.
A book on forgiveness. I mean, this makes me think of VeggieTales. I had the privilege of writing some stuff for VeggieTales. And every parent is hungry for material like this, something that will help them teach right and wrong. You don't need to be a Christian to believe in forgiveness or to understand that your kid's going to have an issue with this. So it seems to me that you're aware that you're putting this stuff out there for everybody. This is not just for faith audiences.
And it's not just for young kids. We believe children of all ages as well as adults can benefit from these lessons. It's just a good reminder to have healthy relationships and to get along with people. You have to exercise forgiveness. And you don't always have to be right.
Are you telling me I have a root of bitterness against someone? It is funny though too, because a lot of times God does minister to us through kids' books or kids' stories.
Absolutely.
You hear stories over and over and over again. If somebody was reading Sally Lloyd Jones's children's story, a Jesus storybook Bible, you know, it's sort of for kids, but it's sort of going to speak to you if you're reading it to a kid. And the same thing with these books. Well, how do you deal with the issue of forgiveness? Because I think, as a Christian, I know that God commands me to forgive. That's pretty big. He commands me to forgive. But what about somebody who says, well, I don't know, why should I forgive? Or how do I deal with, you know, how do you deal with somebody like that? What
it's
do you say?
Kind of the story in the book that, hey, this team isn't functioning well. You've got a couple players that are kind of at odds. And somebody's got to make a move. Somebody's got to decide, hey, we're going to put this behind us and we're going to move forward together for the good of each other and for the good of the team. So that's how you have to approach it. Of course, if we're talking to our kids, then it is just God says we have to forgive. He forgave us, and you can talk that way. But when you're talking to non-Christians, or when I was talking to players on my team, this story is about six-year-olds, but it happens with 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds on a professional football team. We've got to move forward, and we've got to come back together if we want to win a Super Bowl.
Wow. I want to win a Super Bowl. I don't see it happening, but we're going to move on. Maybe I still could meet Stevie Wonder or Barry Gibb. Okay, so when you were coaching, it does seem to me that this would be a real issue. And I'm always fascinated if I'm watching sports. I'm probably more of a baseball guy, but I'm kind of fascinated about team dynamics and stuff and how some teams get it and some teams don't and whatever. And this, when we spoke the last time, you were talking about this, that this was a big issue for you. In other words, that how to be a coach, and to tell us a little bit about that, because it obviously it affects everybody, not just, these are not kids' issues, as you said.
No, I came up in the NFL playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that organization was very stringent on who we brought in and how you were going to have to behave if you were going to be on the team. And Coach Knoll looked for self-motivated players. He looked for guys who were good teammates. And I saw that that was the way to win. So when I became a head coach, that was very, very high on my list. We're going to get high character guys. We're going to see how big they are and how strong they are and how fast, but we're also going to find out about them as internal people. And are they going to be a good fit? Are they going to work together? And that's what we tried to build our teams with.
So what do you do, or what did you do, if somebody is not that kind of a person? I mean, I can think of tons of people. This is even going back, I remember the way Reggie Jackson was portrayed, obviously baseball player, but in the press, that he's kind of like, he's a superstar, he's doing his own thing, he's not a team player. You always have athletes over the years that they seem to, the press kind of identifies them that way. Alex Rodriguez was classic. Over the years, did you ever have a situation like that? And what do you do?
You might find guys that is how they're perceived, and then you find out they're completely different when you get them. You do have some guys who don't put the team first, and you have to talk about that. And you're not necessarily going to change everybody. You're not going to make everybody into a Christian, but you can say, hey, if you want to be on this team, you've got to put the team values above your own personal interests. And sometimes it doesn't work, and those are guys you have to let go.
Now, I don't know, this gets awfully political, but the Colin Kaepernick thing has been in the news. And I think to myself, no matter what you think about the issue specifically, it does seem that it can work against other important things. In other words, when you draw attention to yourself like that, even if you're right, do you think that we have an NFL that's less likely to say something about that? Or do they?
I think that's the great thing in the locker room. In the locker room, those teammates, they may not agree with Colin Kaepernick or what he did, but they can put that aside and say, you know what, that's what he believes, and we're going to support him because he's our teammate. And then when we come on the field, we're still in one purpose. But if Colin Kaepernick says, if you're not on board with me, if you don't believe what I do, if you're not ready to kneel because I did, then we can't be teammates, and you're not, you know, I don't want to be around you, then that becomes a problem. But for the most part, and I think it was true of Colin's teammates, they embraced that. And I don't think it was a problem with them.
I'm just fascinated by what you do, by what you both do, raising all these kids and then having as a job, as a career, managing personalities. And that just strikes me. I would say that's not my gifting, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of amazed at people who you're very intentional about it, and it's what you do. What were you like when you were younger? At what point did you feel that this was a kind of thing? Because it's one thing to play football. It's another thing to coach.
Well, I never expected to coach when I was little, but I was always a leader. And I played quarterback in high school and college.
And where did you grow up?
Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, you said
Jackson,
that.
Michigan area. Yeah. And you always felt like bringing people together. And my coaches always talked about that. Hey, you're the quarterback. You're the point guard. You've got to make sure we're together. And so that's important. And it is like a family, raising a family.
It is like a family. But it just seems hard to me. I'm amazed at people who do it. And I'm particularly amazed when people have as many kids as you do. It's a big Do you do one-on-one or zone? I think you're like, this is like a zone thing, right?
Well, we recognize that they're all different. They have different personalities, different gifts, different skills. So we have to encourage that and bring out the good and encourage them to do well in those areas. And then, of course, there are areas that they are struggling or they may be more challenged. And we, as the parents, have to walk alongside our kids and support them.
I've always had this theory, just because we've only been blessed with one kid, that if you have more kids, on some level, it would be easier, because like you lay down a rule and then they almost enforce it for each other, you know, because like everybody knows what the rules are. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
We find that where right. They'll, you know better. You know we're not supposed to do that.
Right.
And they'll scold. But then they may turn around and do it themselves.
Right.
But they do work together.
We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to the Dungys, Tony Dungy, Lauren Dungy. They've got a couple of books out. The new one is Carson Chooses Forgiveness. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The DOJ says it will not prosecute, even though the inspector general says former FBI Director James Comey violated FBI policies in his handling of memos documenting private conversations with President Trump. President Trump says Florida is going to be totally ready for Hurricane Dorian as it barrels toward the U.S. southeast coast. Dorian could be a powerful Cat 4 storm when it reaches the U.S. mainland. A former Amazon software engineer has been indicted on two counts related to a hack into Capital One Bank and more than 30 different companies. Paige Thompson, charged with wire fraud and computer fraud and abuse. Fewer Americans sign contracts to buy homes in July. The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index fell 2.5%. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 366 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are talking to the Dungys, Tony Dungy and Lauren Dungy, 37 years married. I don't believe that, but I guess you don't look like liars to me. But that's amazing. And now you're writing children's books together. So the first one is We Chose You. It's about adoption. The second one is Carson Chooses Forgiveness. Obviously, it's about forgiveness. Are you talking about a series of books, or are you done?
No, we are not finished. We've written 4 books, and we hope to write more. And we believe there are so many messages that need to be reinforced, as well as the need for kids to read more. And kids are just so distracted by so many things happening in their lives. Their worlds are so big now, and they've gotten away from just enjoying a good book and reading. So we hope that our books will be fun and engaging, and they'll find the messages and apply them in their lives.
Now, you said you've already written 4?
Well, in this series.
In this series.
But only these two are out.
No. We have 4 out in the series.
Tell us about the other ones.
We have Maria Finds Courage, and it's a book about courage, and she's got to branch out into areas that she's not comfortable with. She's a new child in town, and her parents encourage her to branch out and try soccer, and that's foreign to her. She's never played soccer before.
What American would play soccer? Come on. Don't
but
be
through
silly.
Soccer.
They dare to call it football, Tony.
Yes.
Come on. Those are fighting words.
So okay. It's a good opportunity for her to make friends and just to really fit in with a group.
Okay. So that's...
That was actually book number 1 in the series.
That was the first.
And then Austin Plays Fair. Is about
so cute. Austin Plays Fair.
Well, they're all sports books.
Yes.
Because we feel that that's the it will grab kids' attention. Most kids play sports, and you can get a team together with children from all walks of life.
Right, right.
So there's diversity on the team, and children come together, and they want to win.
Right.
But we want them to also develop character and discipline for the game. And so that's why we've chosen sports
Austin
as our way.
Plays Fair.
So,
and what is the plot of that story?
He's on a flag football team, and they're not winning. And one of the players says, we've got a way to win. We can tuck our flags in a little special way so they can't pull them out. Mm-hmm. And Austin has to decide, is winning more important than playing fair? And he learns a lesson. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I would just love to be a fly on the wall with you and your kids over the years.
But that's where they come from. Our kids have these situations come up, and we talk to them and say, you know, that'd be a good idea for a book.
Were your parents similar in parenting the way you are?
Very much so. I come from a fairly large family, and we're close in age, so we often traveled around in groups. And we had to take turns. We had to share. We had to learn to be friends. And my father said the best way to learn to do that is just to leave you by yourselves and work out the problems. And so if we were arguing with one another, he'd put us in a room together and he'd say, now, when you're ready to be friends and you're ready to get along, fine. And he'd close the door and walk away. And
holy cow.
Figure that out.
Did everybody survive?
We did survive. Doing well.
And Tony, were you raised in a family with biblical values? I don't remember.
Your story. My parents were both teachers and they did.
I remember.
Yeah, they did a great job of instructing us. And I think both of my parents' kind of goals were when they were in their classroom, try to help every student get an A, try to help every student find their best niche. And I think they did that with all 4 of us, try to just mm-hmm. bring out the best in
so
us.
So there were four of you. Mm-hmm. And how about your family?
Well, in my immediate family, yeah. I had three brothers and one sister. Yeah. Then my parents adopted a child, and then her brother. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But we had already graduated from high school.
And I don't remember your story. How old are your oldest kids at this point?
Oh, we have a daughter who's 34. So we're from 34 all the way down to 3 now.
Aren't you tired? I'm amazed.
That's three decades.
You're my new heroes. That is absolutely unbelievable. Okay, so you said that there were more books in the series. Not the ones you've already written, but you have ideas more?
Yes.
Can you share those ideas? Because I might like to steal them. I wrote books.
Then we better not share them.
No, you better not share them. Okay. Does Carson go to outer space?
Most of them have, biblical principles. We've talked about honesty and being a friend and forgiveness, listening to your parents, teamwork, just those kind of things that you can get across. And it doesn't have to be a, quote, Christian book. You can get those across. And people say, well, that's a good trait.
Yeah.
And they might not even know it's Christian-based.
We've only got about a minute left. Tony, I'm just fascinated. You were saying earlier that every week to do the NBC Sunday thing, you've got to come up to Connecticut and you guys are in Tampa now,
yes.
Right? So what is your typical schedule like? Are you pretty much around home other than that?
Yes. During the week, I'm at home. We do 3 conference calls during the week to kind of talk about the lay of the land and what we see the storylines. And then Saturday, I come up and we get ready for the show, do it on Sunday evening, and I take the first flight back on Monday.
You take the first flight back on Monday. All right. That sounds like a pretty regular schedule. You feel like your life has calmed down since you were like in the middle of, being in the...
Much more so, yeah.
I can't even imagine.
The NFL schedule is tough. I was fortunate to work for Chuck Knoll, who made it family friendly for his coaches and players. So I tried to do as well as we could, but there's demands on you.
Yeah, holy cow. Well, we're out of time, but congratulations on everything you do, and especially on the brand new book, Carson Chooses Forgiveness, as a whole series. Just a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent and even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the 3-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the 3-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits.
Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Gonna sing? What's the story?
Would he believe
there he goes. All right.
Yeah.
I hate to cut off Barry Manilow, but you know, a lot of people are going to be boogieing down this Labor Day weekend to the songs of Barry Manilow. You know, have a white Russian out on the deck and just boogie down, let your hair down.
It's Labor
and
Day.
That's what it's all about, folks. Barry Manilow. Hey, we're we've just talked to Tony Dungy and his very lovely wife, Lauren Dungy. I got to say, there are certain couples that you say, boy, I feel privileged to meet them. They're wonderful, amazing people, actually. Tony Dungy is just a hero. So we were talking about their kids' books, and I guess that's a way for me to segue into our subject right now. We're winding down our campaign for Food for the Poor, and kids' books figure prominently in how we're trying to lure you to give. Now, before we lure you with kids' books, let's get serious. There's a an issue on the border with Colombia and Venezuela. Now, sometimes I think people listening don't know, because you don't hear about this in the news, right? The news tends to cover, you know, whoever called Brett Stevens a bedbug recently, like that's a big issue, you know, or you know, was Trump you know, wearing a new tie, or is it the same red tie? Like the news, they really only focus on important things like that. We're talking here about life and death, and if the news were doing its job, they would cover this kind of thing. But we're telling you that right now on the border with Colombia, Venezuelans are fleeing the chaos. You know that this evil socialist dictator Maduro is... he's not playing games. He's keeping food out. People are leaving so that they can have food for their kids, their families, and they're not finding food. So we need to get to them in Colombia. We can do it through Food for the Poor. Time is of the essence. The food is in very short supply. This is very serious. So the good news is you can do something about it. So let's play a clip we have.
Thousands of Venezuelans lined up to cross the Simon Bolivar Bridge into Colombia. It was a rare chance for these people to purchase food, medicine, and other commodities no longer available or in extremely short supply in Venezuela. Only pedestrians were allowed to cross back and forth into Colombia. The government of President Nicolas Maduro has blocked large-scale food convoys.
Okay, it's happening now, so... basically, this is it. Today and tomorrow is our last opportunity to give. Okay, so I want to say, if you can, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Now, if you give, we were talking about children's books, you get, if you give $200, you get a copy of my new children's book, Donald Builds the Wall. You can order it online, but it won't be signed and it won't be free. It's actually very cheap. Donald Builds the Wall. I hope you'll get a copy. But if you give $200 to Food for the Poor, we will send you a signed copy of that book. But here's why you want to give $200, because it provides 5,000 nutritious meals. How do they do that, you're wondering? Well, they are very, very efficient, and they leverage food donations. People are donating food from around the world. They get, you know, container ships full of huge amounts of rice and beans and that kind of thing. But in order to deliver this, we need your help, folks. So we're asking you to give what you can. $200 provides 5,000 nutritious meals. Obviously, $100 provides 2,500 nutritious meals. It's really a great cause, an important cause. It's also an emergency. So I'm going to say the number you can call, or if you just want to go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. But if you want to call, it's 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. When you think that, you know, this Labor Day coming up, yes, so many of us are enjoying ourselves, we don't even think about what it would be to be in this kind of chaos. But we owe it to the folks who are struggling like this, poor families, really struggling horribly. They didn't ask to be born in a place that goes to hell under socialist anarchy. That could be any of us. And I just want to say that it's incumbent on us who can do something to do something. So I'm hoping in the last 2 days here that everybody who hasn't participated will either make the phone call right now. And anything you give, by the way, we want to thank you by putting your name in a hat to win an incredible grand prize.
Right.
And I will say this again. We put this on my website. If you give anything, you're entered to win the grand prize drawing. The grand prize drawing is so grand,
yes,
that you will be embarrassed if you win. You don't want to win because you'll be embarrassed.
No, that's for
you
sure.
Will get copies, signed copies, right, of almost every book I've ever written.
Yeah.
You'll get several copies of Donald Drains the Swamp and several copies, three copies each of Donald Builds the Wall, Donald Drains the Swamp. That's the Caveman series. They will be signed by the author. That's me.
Yeah.
You will get copies of my Uncle Muggsy books.
Yep.
Now, these are books that Tim Ragland has illustrated and written with me. These are gorgeous books. You will also get T-shirts, hats, mugs. These,
yep,
mugs.
These mugs.
We haven't
right
talked
here
about these mugs. You cannot buy these mugs.
No,
Alvin,
you cannot.
We need to sell these mugs because
no,
they're so beautiful.
Well, we have to check with TBN because, you know, they want to wet
cares
their beak a little bit there.
Oh, you think,
you know,
so?
Yeah, they
you
want
think
their,
they're going to wet their beak like Fanuzzo?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Seriously, these are beautiful mugs.
They
you're going to get mugs. You're going to get all this different,
yeah,
stuff.
And you know what? I'm going to throw in a book or two of my own children's
books. Oh, I keep forgetting.
Series.
You.
Hamster Holmes.
You are an author.
Right.
You're going to sign your Hamster Holmes books.
Yep.
We've got a copy of B.S. Bentley.
Yep, B.S. Bentley as well.
So
yep
much stuff.
Good stuff.
And you're probably going to get it, and you're going to say, hey, what am I going to do with this stuff? And you're going to give it to the local library or to a school library, and your name will be in lights. They'll probably put a bronze plaque to you because they've never
That's
received
right
a gift like that before.
You could even turn your own house into a library.
You could be like a Rockefeller,
yeah,
virtually overnight by giving $10 to Food for the Poor
That's
and
it
winning this extraordinarily. It's just a windfall. You're not going to,
yeah,
know what to do.
It's win-win.
So what you need to do, you can either go to MetaxasTalk.com. And by the way, everything you give is tax deductible. And I want to say this again, folks. This is so serious. It's going to a great cause.
Yes.
We try to have fun, but this is real. The phone number, if you can call now, we would really love to hear from you. It is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. In hour two today, we're going to run an encore that's going to blow your mind.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't heard this, we have a guest on this program who effectively proves that Adolf Hitler was a Jew. You won't believe this. You'll have to believe it, but it's extraordinary. This is news, so I thought we'd replay it. We'll be right back.
To have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Justice Department says former FBI Director James Comey violated FBI policies, but it will not prosecute Comey. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The DOJ's Inspector General concludes that Comey broke FBI rules in his handling of memos documenting private conversations with President Trump. Comey gave one memo to a friend with instructions to share it with a reporter. He also failed to notify the FBI he had retained some of the memos in a safe at home. However, Comey will not be prosecuted because none of the information he shared was classified. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian, now a Cat 1, could potentially hit the U.S. coast as a powerful Category 4 storm, somewhere between the Florida Keys and southern Georgia. Stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 339 points, the NASDAQ ahead 118. This is SRN News.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no
folks. That's Kansas. Albin, Kansas.
Kansas.
I love Kansas. Yeah. Okay, so this is basically Labor Day is here. There are a lot of people, even as we're talking, they're running out the door.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even listening. Hey, before you go out the door, I want to give you one last chance to give to Food for the Poor. This is it, the campaign is over. This is not in the news. This is huge right now. You have a refugee crisis. It's the largest refugee crisis ever in the Americas. People are fleeing Venezuela like the Titanic. Okay, this is, it's a nation that is going down. I think we've made the case on this program before that socialism typically, you know, it's this utopianist idea that says we want to help everybody, but it ends in destroying wealth and everybody suffers, more people suffer. So people are fleeing Venezuela. And you got to think, while we're looking forward to weekends at the beach, right now, people can't feed their kids. So I just want to say, before you go, it's your last chance to give anything to people who are really suffering. Food for the Poor is a great organization. So I want to say to you, if you have any ability, folks, please pick up the phone, 844-863-HOPE. I know there are folks right now. You could do it. Obviously, you have your cell phones. You could do this in a second. 844-863-HOPE. Anything you give, you're entered into a drawing to win our grand prize, which you're going to get copies of my books in Dutch, German, Chinese, you name
it. And that's no joke.
And I'm not even joking. No. Honestly, it's just a crazy, crazy thing. And it would be fun if you won. I mean, if you give $10, $15, $20, whatever you give, you'll be entered in to
right.
win.
And every $50, that's another chance.
Yeah, every $50, you'll get another chance to win. So if you give $200, that provides 5,000 nutritious meals through Food for the Poor. Can you imagine what you can do with $200? I want to say all of us who've been blessed to live in a free country, we're not living in a socialist zone. We are we're very blessed, and so it's incumbent on us to do what we can. And so the only question is how, and so I'm suggesting right now Food for the Poor, an organization we've worked with. They're on the ground in Latin America. This is the final day. These are the final days. This weekend, it's over. So if you want to go to MetaxasTalk.com, you can click on the banner, or you can go to 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Sometimes it's nice to talk to a person, 844-863-HOPE. You really, you're doing great things. Obviously, it's tax deductible. Obviously, we need your help. Otherwise, we wouldn't be asking. But it is a great cause. And we haven't really said this much, but I hope when you do this, you'll pray for the folks down there, because it's just unimaginable for most of us in the United States what people are going through. My parents experienced this growing up in Europe. To not be able to feed your kids is horrifying, tragic, very sad. So please go to 844-863-HOPE. Give what you can, 844-863-HOPE, or you can just go to MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. We've got all things we want to give you as a thank you, but I know that's not why you give. You give because it's the right thing to do. So to those of you who have given and are giving, thank you so much. God bless you as you give. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.